Quincy City Council President Noel DeBona joining us once again for a City Council update. Morning, Noel.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing? Happy April.
I know, it's great. Finally here. April showers will be around, but that's okay. We're getting warmer.
It sure is. You know, in the sunlight, you know, you can see that it's been out a little longer, you know, so it's been good.
Absolutely. First meeting for the City Council of April, right?
First City Council of April.
And looks like storm and drain issues was the big item.
Yes, it sure is. And it's an important item, to be honest with you, because a lot of our, and it's also some seawall repairs and new seawall construction. What they're going to do is the $1.995 million that was approved last night, they're going to, you know, piggyback off of a grant that's just under $3 million. It's called the EOEEA grant, which will bundle in to help out with possibly getting the new seawall in the phase two from Manet Ave all the way down to Bayswater, which is an important area in that particular House Neck area that we, you know, ever since 2018 with all the big storm that flooded that particular area, we worked all the way from Chickatobit, and we still have more room to go down, down Manet Ave and into Bayswater. And this is the next phase of it. The seawalls are in terrible, terrible condition. So we have design phase in there. Our good friend Joe Shea from Granite City Partners was up at the City Council meeting last night with a few representatives from Tetra Tech, and DPW Commissioner Al Grossioso had a nice presentation and told us really how we're doing this. Some of the funding that's in there is also from our building permits, as well as you know, our contractors that have done construction throughout the city of Quincy. You know, in this particular fund, give a shout out to our counselor from Ward 5, Chuck Phelan. When he was on in the 90s, they established this fund. So he said it's into fruition and we're using it tonight. So he's very happy about that. You know, they just basically talked about it's in terrible condition. I asked a lot of questions, how long the durability of these type of new seawalls will be. They said around 50 years, possibly a little bit more. It will be going in the same spot as where the existing seawall will be. So they'll take the seawall out and they'll put the new seawall in. I also asked about, will there possibly be a possible extension, which means we're going to do 2 feet up. Is there going to be extension just in case down the road, you know, decades down the road, that they need to make an extension on that seawall, give it a little bit more height, I guess I could call it, more heightage, you know, in certain areas of that seawall. The water can get over right now and get into there. So there's an area on Manet Ave, I would say it gets into the 100s, where there's between, I would say, 6 to 8 houses, the water kind of divvies in. It's a little higher and then it goes down and it dips a little bit lower. So some of these things hopefully will be mitigated with the new seawall. We're looking forward to it as Council McCarthy and Ward 1 has been working real hard on these.
Did they talk about how long the project's going to take, Noel?
Yes, it's going to be a phase of probably 18 months and possibly the fully developed on there in 2026. So it is going to take time. There's some permitted and you know, design phase, and then they have to go out to bid and all these other factors. So the timeline could be possibly out to 2026. Here we are, 2023. So it could possibly take up to 3 years to have the full construction of this. You have to do these right, Joe. This is some of them will be pre-construction and brought in, and then other ones will be they've already been they'll put them right in place and put them in. So there'll be a combination of both depending on where it is on the seawall. So it takes time to do that.
Okay, very good. And I know the outfall pipes was the other issue, right?
Oh, the outfall pipes. You're going to have 16 throughout the city of Quincy. They'll be in all certain sections. Some of them be like Avalon Ave and all across Wollaston Beach and some areas of like Airport Road. And so they'll be all across the city, which is great. We've done a lot in the last couple of years in general, and the next 16 are kind of the most important ones that need to be done. So the outfall pipings are very, very, very important. So looking forward to that.
Very good. Okay. Anything else going on?
That was really it for the agenda items. The only other item that was really on there this particular city council meeting was the reappointments or appointments of the Park and Recreation Board. which went back to, you know, our representative from the school committee, Paul Bergoli, has been on ever since I've been on the Park and Rec Board back in 2012 and 2013. He's always been the school committee's representative. They have to have one from the school committee. And then there was also Kevin Isdale and Thomas Lester. Both of them have been on for about 4 years. They were reappointments that have to be on the city council, and they were unanimous decisions, 9-0. So we had all the city councilors in the city council chambers last night. So everybody voted. The seawall repair and design phase of the 1.995 was also unanimous at 9-0. So both items.
Okay. And there's a holiday next week, right?
There is a holiday. There's a happy Easter to everybody out there. It's early this year, obviously April 9th. So we will not have a meeting on April 10th, which is the following day. We won't be reconvening for 3 weeks, Joe. So, you know, we had an early meeting in April, and now we're going to have a late one on the last week of April. So April 24th will be our last meeting of April. And then we anticipate back-to-back weeks. We go back May 1st. And we anticipate the budget will be out for May 1st. And the mayor will be most likely be coming in with his presentation and the new budget. And then we'll get into Councillor Phelan, which is the chairperson of the finance committee, will obviously be getting into the different finance. They don't call them subcommittees, call them finance committees that will be, you know, going through the finance items. Each department will be coming in.
Right. Yeah. Those are committees of the whole. So everybody plays.
Committees of the whole. I get confused sometimes on the school committee. It used to be called subcommittees. And in this, it's just called committees. Yeah. So I keep veering to subcommittees, but that's not the case. We call them that here.
Great. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about?
That's it, Joe. We're looking forward to April. And, you know, obviously the weather keeps good. It's a little cool out there still, but, you know, the sun is out there. And obviously we'll be getting some rain, obviously. But it would give us, you know, get back into the repairs of the roads and sidewalks. Once that weather starts to break, like right now, we're going to get out there. DPW Commissioner Al Gracioso is very aggressive out there to get this work done, as we have a time period. And then, you know, obviously we get into, you know, late November is when we have to cease and we can't continue to do that repairs and new construction of sidewalks and roads. We obviously have appropriated $100 million, you know, and we want to really attack that because time is of the essence of some of the roads. Some of the roads out there for certain people, they had to settle. And, you know, there's roads that are in bad condition and need to be repaved and done over. So, well, I'm looking forward to, obviously, when the weather breaks like this, it's always a good time to take care of the roads and sidewalks. And we've done a real good job across the city, but there's more work to be done. So, you know, we have to reconstruct the city and all different aspects of it. So looking forward to it, Joe.
Excellent. So look forward to checking in with you again on April 25th, if that's okay.
April 25th, Joe. You have a real good couple of weeks here in April. And if anybody else is looking forward and wanted to look at the Seawall, you know, meeting, I know you guys will upload this on YouTube, which is great. City Council meeting April 3rd of 2023.
Absolutely. Thanks, and all good to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Joe. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.